USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The lights are going back on and workers are returning to the offices that have been affected by the partial government shutdown. And many other federal workers who've been working without pay are now looking forward to getting paychecks again as the 35-day shutdown, the longest in U.S. history, has ended with President Trump signing off Friday on a short-term funding measure. It's only good for 3 weeks, though. If a deal's not reached on border security, the government could shut down again.
If there's wrongdoing by other people in the campaign that I know about, which I know of none, but if there is, I would certainly testify honestly.
Former Trump advisor Roger Stone, while still claiming innocence, is entertaining the idea of working with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
I'd also testify honestly about any other matter, including any communications with the president.
He spoke on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
From Sky Pass Entertainment comes The Least of These, the Graham Stain story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At least 31 states and tens of millions of Americans under advisories about a brutal winter storm that's pounding the Midwest, heading into the Northeast. It's going to be followed by dangerous wind chills in some spots as low as minus 55. Louisiana officials say the suspect connected to a killing spree near Baton Rouge is in custody. 21-year-old Dakota Terrio arrested Sunday morning in Richmond County, Virginia. Allegedly shot and killed his parents before killing three other people at two different sites in Louisiana on Saturday. Today marks a tragic anniversary of the Space Shuttle Challenger tragedy. It exploded a minute 13 seconds after liftoff 33 years ago today.
We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
All seven astronauts aboard were killed, including the first teacher in space, Krista McAuliffe. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Retired NBC newsman Tom Brokaw apologizing for offending some Hispanics with statements made on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday. The former NBC Nightly News anchor was discussing the growing cultural and political influence of Hispanics and said many Republicans see them as a group that will come here and become Democrats, while others are afraid of intermarriage and having brown grandbabies. He also said Hispanics should work harder at assimilation to make sure their kids learn English. Backlash was swift on social media, and later Sunday, Brokaw took to Twitter with an apology saying, quote, "I feel terrible as part of my comments on Hispanics offended some members of that proud culture." An FBI investigation reportedly underway into if R&B singer R. Kelly flew an underage girl across country to have sex with her. The parents of a woman named Azriel Clary claiming in the Lifetime docuseries Surviving R. Kelly that he booked a flight for her to fly from California to Florida in 2015 when she was just 17 years of age. Kelly's attorney says he did not violate any laws. The 2019 Screen Actors Guild Awards, high on Black Panther, the superhero film scoring best performance by a cast in a motion picture last night, the show's top honor. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.